We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We're almost in NFL free agency. There wasn't a dead period, Ikey. Bryce Harper gave us the whole Harper fiasco of a month or whatever, where we were thinking it was going to happen, mad it wasn't happening. He loves us not. Mm-hmm. We get the interview, and now NFL free agency's next week.
Yeah.
Le'Veon Bell could be an Eagle in a couple days.
Could be.
Could be somebody else. First call out there. Who do you make if you're Howie? JB and Chestnut Hill. What's the first call you make, JB?
Yo, bud. Great show, as usual. Ike.
What up, JB?
What up, pal? You made a valid, very, very valid point. There's not a lot of offensive line out there that help. There's a plethora of defensive guys. Mm-hmm. And we all know Howie has five phones going. So I'd make three calls at the same time.
He probably
maybe making them to either Juwan James's agent out of Miami, Darrell Williams from Carolina. Obviously, Trent Brown's probably going to get ridiculous money. And Roger Safford, which is going to be an underrated guy who's released by the Rams. We need a guard because Barrett's not coming back, at least not this year. And you want to solidify that offensive line. And then that last call, obviously, is Tevin Coleman. And you say, just like in business is in life, whoever jumps first gets the best deal. You're all going to be on the best team in football. Mm. Let's go.
All right.
Because you can't throw a football from your back.
You've got to have
that offensive line squared away. And, you know, obviously they got to make sure long-term that the other tackle position is taken care of because, you know, Lane's going to be here. But
they got to draft somebody, JB.
I mean, why draft if you can get a 26-year-old who's established right now and get him for 7 years? Like, we're not talking about 10 years, 5-7 years.
How much money are we talking about, though?
Enough. A lot.
Yeah,
but solidify the offensive line that way. I mean, you're not going to change in receiver, right? They're going with the quasi New England look with the double tight ends with Ertz and Dallas.
Yeah, but I don't think that's by design, though. I don't think that they don't want good wide receivers by design. They just have what they have right now.
Well, you put a priority on, when you say they obviously want good wide receivers, but I don't know. Right. They paid a ton to get Alshon here and keep him here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think they're of the mindset of, they have Alshon. Alshon's the deep fade, up and down threat, and you got Ertz who's going to be the, obviously 100 catches a game kind of thing, and hopefully Goddard comes up big, and then whoever the fourth is an extra at that point. But so you solidify the offensive line. And I mean, you can afford one of those guys I mentioned, and someone like Tevin Coleman, and then you have, hopefully Corey Clement comes back healthy, and you got your new Thunder and Lightning package in the backfield. Plus, you get solidified out at the line, makes things easier on Carson.
Okay, now see, those sound like sensible financial moves, JB, and great call. I don't know if those move the needle for the fan base. Now, the Tevin Coleman acquisition would, because I think there are a lot of people out there that like Tevin Coleman.
I
like Tevin Coleman. Certainly not Le'Veon Bell, but it's not going to cost you what Le'Veon Bell's going to cost you either. And if you're trying to fill multiple positions, I think they still need that speed wide receiver. So whether it's D-Jack, whether it's John Brown, whether it's Tyrell Williams. Like, they still need that guy to go opposite Alshon, because when you look at this offense last year, it don't matter which quarterback was in there, the deep ball was inconsistent, and they certainly weren't as explosive as they were the year they went to the Super Bowl. And I'm not making Torrey Smith out to be DeSean Jackson, but Torrey Smith possessed
the element
to his game that made a defense respect it. And so they need to add that back to the game, and that also – and then add it back to their offense. And it also, it takes one guy out of the box when you're trying to defend the run. So when that defense is trying to load up against your run game, they can't, because you got to respect the outside speed.
Right. Yep.
That takes one less defender out of that box. That's why we ran the ball as well as we did the year we went to the Super Bowl. You get LeGarrette Blount, Jay Ajayi, Corey Clement going downhill, and it's only a six-man box or a seven-man box. That's what you're going
to
get.
They'll roll you, yeah.
And the Eagles have to know that.
Yeah.
There's no doubt in my mind. They looked at the 2017 team, and they looked at the 2018 team from an offensive standpoint. But I'm sure they did it defensively as well because it's self-evaluation. And you say to yourself, okay, why were we one of the number one? Why were we one of the top offenses in the league? Explosive plays, this and that and the other.
Yeah, what was the difference?
The year before, yet we come back this year, and we don't seem to be explosive at all.
Mm-hmm.
Guarantee you they looked at that. And they have to be looking at the lack of running game and then a deep threat to get that extra guy out of the box.
They need it. No, you're right. And Deshaun would actually be perfect. He wouldn't cost that much money. It wouldn't have to be long-term. You're not worried about taking cap hits down the road if you have to get rid of him. No,
I like John Brown, too.
I like
John Brown, too.
John Brown hasn't been blessed with good quarterbacks in his career so far. Right? Like last year, Flacco was washed up. Carson Palmer was washed up before that when he was in Arizona. And he's underachieved a little bit. I expected a little bit more out of him after initially what I saw from him.
Well, here's the thing. He only runs one or two routes.
Well, and he's 5 foot like eight.
That's what I'm saying. So it's only so much he can do.
And that's where Doug takes over.
Yeah.
Get him in some space, Doug. Let's go to Tom. Tom's in Haddon Township, New Jersey. Hi, Tom.
Hold on, let me turn my truck off real quick.
You got it, man. Turn it off.
There we go. How you guys doing today?
What's going on, brother?
All righty.
Ike, man, you kind of stole my thunder on that. That's what I was going to call about regarding Le'Veon and our run game.
Okay. Go ahead. Now, go ahead.
But, you know, Le'Veon has always had a speed wide receiver to free up that extra man.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of going to be interesting this year if Le'Veon goes to a primarily run-heavy team with not a speed guy, if he's going to be able to perform the way he does before. And that was one of the reasons why our offense wasn't explosive. Who were our wide receivers for the first couple weeks?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I don't even know.
Kamar Aiken and Mike Wallace was still healthy.
Wallace was healthy.
DeAndre Carter took almost all the snaps in the first game.
Oh, yeah, DeAndre Carter. I forgot about him.
It's a good point, Tom. It is.
Yeah, so, you know, even if we get Le'Veon, you know, if we don't have that burner guy, they're just going to load the box up. That's why Dallas had to go out and get Amari Cooper, because teams are just beating them by loading up the box. They had no deep man.
Yeah.
You're right.
They needed somebody to open up that offense.
Yeah, I mean, I like Le'Veon because I feel like if you're getting some of the other guys, you're spending money because you know it's a need, but you're also not really adding a number one guy, right? Like Mark Ingram, I think, is better served when you have a two-back combo. Same thing with Tevin Coleman, except Tevin Coleman's a two. He's not a one. He's a better receiving back. Le'Veon Bell gives you the best of both worlds. Carson can check down to him all day, and he's explosive in the pass offense.
Correct. That's where he's going to flourish most. If we get him, we do sign him, I think that's where he's going to flourish the most, is we're going to be able to bump him out as another wide receiver, and we can maybe put somebody like Sproles in the backfield as well.
Oh, yeah. Sproles, he's coming back. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it. Le'Veon? Is Corey a lock to make the team, you would think?
Corey Clement. To make the team? No, he's not a lock to make the team.
No?
No. No.
Sproles, he's probably... When training camp starts, they're deciding. A lot depends on who they sign, if they sign people, if they draft somebody. That's what I'm saying. If you're going to sign a free agent and draft somebody, that's two running back spots that you're going to be.
Sprosy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be bringing Sprosy.
Well, no, I know you're not, but it seems like the Eagles are at least considering it based on their comments.
Okay.
And the fact they're bringing back Jason Peters, and they brought back BG. They bring everybody back.
BG's only 31. Yeah, it's not the same. That's not the same as a 37-year-old left tackle and a 36-year-old running back. That's not the same.
All right. Let's do another Eagle call, and then I know we have people hanging from the rafters to get back into Brett Brown. Let's do Bill in Pittman, New Jersey. Hi, Bill.
Hey, guys. Love the program. Can I compliment both of you? I thought both of you did an awesome job on the Bryce Harper interview. Great job.
Appreciate it, brother. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
Yeah. I would save the money, not go after Le'Veon Bell, and they should trade up to a higher spot in the first round and draft the spectacular multi-purpose running back out of Alabama, Josh Jacobs.
Oh, yeah, he could be a good one. You know, you worry about Bama backs, the Nick Saban back, Bill?
I get a knock on the Bama backs is that Saban uses them so hard. But Jacobs was a third stringer this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so he's not beat up like some of the other guys that come out of Alabama were. He only carried the ball about a third at a time, but the young man is spectacular, you know, and then use the money they're saving on the contract going after him instead of Le'Veon to fill in some of the other spots they need with free agents.
Well, the problem with that is, Bill, A, I don't know if the Eagles would be willing to take Jacobs in the first round, and B, he may not be there at the 25th pick.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're going to have to trade up.
Oh, no, I definitely don't see them moving up to get him running back. Yeah.
I think he's good enough that they should.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, I like him as well. I like him. I think he's the best back in the draft.
Trying to see where he's – Georgia running backs have had pretty good success in the NFL the last few years, right? I mean, it seems like that it's just kind of – what I mean, right now they have Elijah Holyfield's leaving. He ran, what was he? Almost, he was the second slowest 40 time.
I'm faster than Elijah Holyfield right now.
In the draft. You know what that means? Where's he getting drafted? You might be able to get a guy like that.
Well, I don't want if a little he runs further a, down. He runs a 4.7.
Yeah, well, but Josh Jacobs. The thing with Josh Jacobs is that a lot of these Alabama guys have been drafted, and they all end up being not bad, but not good. Like none of them have been bona fide number one running backs. The best one has been Mark Ingram, but mm-hmm. Eddie Lacy was good for like a year or two. Then he fell off, and he could have been good. But on top of that, you have Bo Scarborough, you have Kenyon Drake, you have TJ Yeldon.
Well, he likes the bigger back that doesn't necessarily.
These guys always play really well at Alabama, and then they're complementary running backs in the NFL, almost every single one. So if you're looking for a bell cow running back, you probably don't want to go to Bama.
Yeah. Well, I mean. Listen, you go to Georgia, they'll get you drafted pretty high. I wonder where Holyfield slips. I like him a lot. I don't think he's a Pro Bowl running back. But you're not drafting him because he's a 4.3, 4.4 guy. You're drafting him because he can get in between the tackles.
Oh yeah, you're just drafting a big back late. I don't think he's going to be a high draft pick. You can't
not with that 40.
You're not going to run a 4.7 something and think somebody's drafting you higher than a third round.
Yeah, a little bit later on.
Yeah.
Let's get a Brett Brown call in here because people are littered on our board with Brett Brown stuff. Does he have the hottest seat in town right now? Is Brett Brown on the hottest seat in town? Chuck in Mount Airy, what's up, Chucky?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm telling you right now, right?
Yeah.
You're not taking my focus off of Brett Brown with this Eagles talk.
All right.
I want to get on Brett Brown right now, and I'll tell you why. Mm-hmm. Players don't respect this guy.
Sure they do.
They don't respect him, Mike. They don't respect him. They don't respect him at all. They don't play.
Joel Embiid doesn't respect Brett Brown.
He don't respect Brett Brown, no, because if he did, he would have played an All-Star game, and he would have took Brett Brown's advice about not playing at all. He should never play an All-Star game. In fact, Brett Brown should have said something to him about the game. And I'm gonna tell you, who else don't respect him. Jimmy Butler don't respect him.
Well, these
guys don't
doesn't.
Respect this guy.
Yeah, he certainly doesn't. Jimmy Butler. You know what?
And I'm gonna tell you.
But hold on, real quick, Chuck. What has Jimmy Butler ever done? What team is he led? What team has he led anywhere?
I'm not saying Brett Brown is the fault to everything.
Okay.
But when it starts being a common thing every game against every team, same teams, you know, good teams. And Chicago, we should beat Chicago last night. You know, the team would be losing Chicago. And you lose to Chicago after they came off a back-to-back, too. So that's not an excuse. You know, that's a team you're fighting for a third seed. That's a team you're supposed to beat at all times.
I agree. No, listen,
that falls on the coach. That falls on the coach.
Okay.
So what I say to you right now is, yes, he needs to be replaced. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to give him to the end of the year. But if he don't get out the first round, because God forbid we play Boston, well, we're going to play Boston, I'm telling you, he got to go because they're not respecting the guy. They respect Doug Peterson. You look at those players, they play hard for him and they listen to what he's saying. Mm-hmm. They don't respect Brett Brown. They don't respect him. And that's the number one thing you need as a leader. You need a leader of men. He's not a leader of men. He's not a good strategist. And I don't want him here as a coach because he wasted our talent.
Wow. All right, Darius Shucks. Yeah,
right,
I will disagree till the end on he's not a leader of men. If there's one thing Brett Brown is a leader. Right. If there's one thing that Brett Brown is a guy that that most Jimmy Butler aside, these guys look at Brett Brown and respect him a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
The strategy and the end of game stuff is where I am frustrated now with it. Because now we just seen it. We've seen it a lot recently. We have. We've seen it a lot where guys at this level, where we could blame the players. We could say this is the player's stuff. The players should know better. They just don't seem like they're prepared. And at some point, I have to look at the coach and say, like, listen, this is also on you, Brett. This right. is on everybody.
Because that's what we do. Yeah. Because it's easy to replace the coach. Doesn't mean it's the right thing to do.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah. Doesn't mean it's the right thing to do.
Or
the smart thing to do. You know, it just doesn't. And you guys are looking at the end of games and execution instead of saying, well, you know what? Maybe we've overvalued this team. See, that's what I like. You know, the benefit of being a fan is you can get all pumped up and get all happy and this and that and the other and put on your whatever color goggles on, whatever of the team that we're looking at or evaluating, and we can raise the level of expectations. Okay, and then when they don't do it, he needs to be fired. He stinks. Well, in reality is they weren't that good. The reality is last year, that little 17-game run they went on in March fooled everybody, made everybody think they were NBA Finals team, and then everybody gets disappointed. You had them in the NBA Finals when they won one game with Tobias Harris.
No, even before that.
Yeah,
I said that was the expectation.
No, when they got to no. When they traded for Tobias Harris, you went all as the NBA Finals.
No, after the trade, I'm saying I don't even think there was a game. They just made the trade, and I said that the expectations should be the finals. I overreacted, sure.
Yeah, that's what we do. And now all of a sudden, if you don't win the first round, he's fired. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, the owner came out.
Start over again.
The owner came out and said if the Sixers lost to the Celtics in the first round, it would be problematic. Very problematic. 888-729-9494. I'm not calling for Brett Brown's job. I'm looking at what the owner's saying and saying, listen, if he loses in the first round to the Celtics, look out. This guy's on the hot seat, brother. 888-729-9494. You know who else is going to be on the hot seat?
Gabe Kapler.
Yeah.
He's got to win. That's going to be on the hot seat.
He's got to win. And
I guarantee you it won't take till 4/5 of the season is over with. It'll be in the first month. Let him be 500 in that first month. And I guarantee you, everybody in this town would be talking about fire Gabe Kapler.
You would be correct.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know what we need to do? We need to go down to with the fans of Philly to the Washington, D.C. road game takeover April 2nd. We're taking a trip down to D.C. to see Bryce Harper's first game back in Washington. Every package includes your bus ticket, all-inclusive pregame tailgate that covers all your food and drink. And I've done the tailgate. It's amazing. And a ticket in right field behind Harper. $149 gets it all. Reserve your spot right now before it sells out. 94WIP.com/roadtrip. Brought to you by Budweiser, the official beer of Major League Baseball.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.